Hi, I'm Abby with Radio St. Pete, and today on this segment, I'll be covering the Embracing Our Differences exhibit that's taking place in Sarasota, as well as Pointer Park. The exhibit is open from March 1st to March 31st here in downtown St. Pete, and has 50 billboard-sized canvases displaying artworks from students and adults alike, each with the goal of spreading their own message of kindness and compassion. These works are judged by volunteers and visitors, with award winners receiving $2,000. This weekend, the organization will be holding an event on Saturday called Embracing Our Community, where they'll be displaying the new installation. The event will be open from noon to 3 p.m. and will include live music from the Jaw Movement and booths from local arts and education organizations like the Dolly Museum and the Florida Holocaust Museum. The event will also have food vendors like the Baja Food Truck. I'm thrilled for the upcoming event.
On this next part of the segment, I'll be interviewing Sarah Wertheimer, the president and CEO of Embracing Our Differences.
Great. That's fantastic.
Yeah. I just wanted to ask you, what made you join the organization?
I joined Embracing Our Differences 11 years ago. I'm born and raised in this community, and I grew up in public schools, and really value the importance of having an inclusive environment at school. And so using the arts to help teach about the values of kindness, respect, and inclusion is just something that spoke to me personally.
Yeah. Are you the new president of Embracing Our Differences?
I've been with the organization for 11 years. I took over as CEO 7 years ago.
Cool. I saw there was an event this weekend, and I just wanted to hear what it was mostly about, because I've seen, you know, I've read it on, there was like one article on it, but I wanted to hear if there was more, because I saw that there was like live music and there was different food vendors.
Yes. Yeah, so this Saturday, March 8th, from noon to 3 at Pointer Park, we'll be having a community celebration. It's free, open to the public. There will be food trucks, live music. We will have a lot of other community partner booths. So other organizations that will have fun interactive activities for people of all ages.
Cool. How do you think the installation will help downtown St. Pete?
I think it will add to St. Pete's vibrant arts community. I think that it is another way for people to enjoy and explore the arts in a very accessible manner. It's different being that it is so large scale and outdoors and free to everyone. So I think it really brings a lot to the community.
Yeah. I was about to say, I wrote a bunch of questions down because I was nervous about today. What does the organization do? Like, do they help the community?
Yes. So we are an arts and education organization. So we really work with the entire community through our international art exhibition, but we also work specifically with the school district. So we provide free transportation for students to come on field trips to the exhibition. So there have been students from Pinellas County Schools going on field trips this past week, and that will continue through the end of March. So it's been a lot of fun to really build and strengthen that relationship with the schools.
It's pretty cool.